welcome back to Winged and Ready. I'm very excited to kick off a three-part series with entrepreneurs who are members and fellows at Luminary in New York City. I'm sitting here today with Christine Ferrier-Roseman. She is a career B2B marketer with extensive experience in leadership roles at tech unicorns. So what I say next might be surprising because she is now the accidental founder of TechWalk. Yes, an accidental founder. I love that. TechWalk is a wildly popular community for SaaS professionals, and now they have over 4,000 participants, and they're celebrating their 100th walk in October. And Christine's passion, she told me, lies in helping people reimagine what fun, inclusive, and impactful networking can look like. So that is a lot to unpack, and I know we're going to have a really fun time talking about it. Christine, I'm going to pause and let you tell me and the listeners a little bit about yourself and TechWalk and how this all started to unfold. So tell me about yourself, Christine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. I am a born and bred New Yorker.
Amazing.
Went to college in Houston, but got back to New York
Big difference. Sort of
as soon as I could. And now I am leading groups through Central Park. We had a walk the other day where somebody actually asked us, what are you guys protesting?
And you're like, dullness.
Loneliness. So yes, as you mentioned, I've spent the majority of my career in marketing, in industries like fintech, marketing tech, HR tech, payroll technology, and started TechWalk last year to solve a problem for myself, and then realized that it could be very useful to other people, and realized that now I've solved a pain point for lots of folks out there. And so on any given day in New York City, and now also in Brooklyn and Silicon Valley, if you're in a park and you see people maybe with some book bags or the classic Patagonia vests, it could be a tech walk.
That's really cool. And so interesting that you have so many participants when it's really new. And also interesting that you didn't start during COVID, because I think anybody who hears Tech Walk and participating outdoors as a group and a collective would think, oh yeah, that started during COVID. So what was the pain point you were solving? What brought you to starting this last year?
You know, I would say we didn't start during COVID, but it definitely has a backstory in COVID. So during COVID, my then fiance and my adult son were living in our apartment in Harlem, and as you can imagine, tensions could occasionally run high. Mm-hmm. We were in a pandemic, mm-hmm. and so my fiance and I would take long walks. It was a great way just to talk through any of the issues of the day, to blow out steam. And then what we realized that anything that might have been an issue when we were in the apartment
right.
was no longer an issue by the time we finished that walk. So I found the walks to be immensely therapeutic, a great way to reframe challenges, to talk through opportunities. And so then in 2023, in the midst of the tech layoffs, mm-hmm. I was looking for a new role. I had an offer that had been rescinded.
Oh.
Everybody's saying, you've got to be out there networking. But it wasn't really, the mood for networking
right. Wasn't
great because everyone in our space was worried. They were worried about their own roles. And so I thought to myself, what if I brought these walks to my tech community and to the tech industry? And so what started off as one or two people initially joining the walks is now potentially hundreds of people registering for walks, and also hundreds of people showing up for these walks. So
yeah.
We didn't start in COVID, but it definitely had a COVID backstory.
It snowballed, for sure. That's wonderful that a walk and talk from a personal life could be carried over to help bridge loneliness, solve problems, and be not just an effective tool, but a creative tool for so many people. Has it stayed within technology only, or is it a true technology theme?
Yes. So as a marketer, I've been pretty intentional with how we position it, how we promote it. And so what we do now, how it's evolved over the past couple of months, is that we bring in co-hosts or our guest speakers. And those co-hosts can vary from week to week. We've got software engineers, we've got chief technology officers, but we've also got customer success managers, marketers, investors. And so the co-hosts sort of serve as an anchor for the event. And our registrants can look and say, oh, there's a person from Amazon or there's a person from Salesforce that's going to be leading the quote-unquote agenda for the day. But we also have people who are looking to switch into tech and want to speak to people who are in the industry. And so they find our events as an easy on-ramp. You'll find that there's a lot of analogies just by the nature of it being a tech walk and being in out in these parks. But it's an easy way for people to meet others in the space and start to have a conversation if they're curious about what it would be like to move into the tech industry.
And based on on-ramping, potential career switching, do you see... Is it open to all experience levels, all ages? You're getting people from all walks of life.
Exactly.
I had to do it. Sorry.
There's going to be a couple of those. I can already tell. It's very organic. Yes, so we don't gatekeep these events. What you find now in a lot of tech spaces or with tech events is that they're reviewing the qualifications of people who register for events. I decided to go in a different direction because I think just as part of our human experience, whether you're very new in your career or if you're very tenured in your career, you have something to offer and something that you can teach others. So we don't gatekeep in that regard. I would say, though, there are definitely some similarities in terms of the demographics. I would say the majority of the folks that these tech walks attract are actively working in the tech space. They tend to be, I would say, mid to senior level in their careers. And then for the younger folks that attend, this might be they're curious about networking. And so in some cases, this is actually their first networking event. And I feel like, again, it's a nice introduction. And I hope that we're setting a great precedent for what good and great networking can look like.
Yeah,
so that's what we see.
I imagine it's less intimidating to do a walk versus walking into a room or an event space or a cocktail event, where you just kind of have to push yourself in because there's just a sea of people. And then you think, all right, now I got to walk around all these different people and walk up to them. Wouldn't it be nice if everyone was just walking together?
Exactly. And that's the pain point that I referenced earlier. I'm naturally introverted. And so for me, going into those crowded spaces or your typical bar setup, I've got to amp myself up, right? I'm in the bathroom. I'm giving myself a little pep talk.
Yeah, Wonder Woman poses for days.
Exactly. Knowing that you've got to go into these rooms, you're probably going to have to insert yourself into a conversation that's already happening. And then there's that awkward interaction where we're looking at each other's name badges, we're kind of sizing each other up to decide whether or not this is a person that I'm going to invest the next 5 or 10 minutes with at a networking event. And so a lot of how I've structured Tech Walk is an antidote to those kinds of settings. It's gamified. You're walking shoulder to shoulder. there isn't this even, you know, awkward setting of being on a Zoom call and doing that kind of virtual networking where you're trying to come up with conversations and keep it going for the full 30 minutes. Otherwise, it looks like a failed networking call. And so we've eliminated a lot of that through TechWalk, which is why I think we have also a lot of people who have made it a regular component of their weekly schedule. We have a lot of repeat visitors to TechWalk, and they say, I treat this like a weekly therapy session or like a weekly yoga class. It's becoming a part of their normal schedule because they do feel welcome, and they know that they might see a friend that they've made at TechWalk before, but they're also going to be mixed in with people that they are meeting for the first time.
Right. I completely appreciate that. I also resemble the introvert. And as a financial advisor, people think, oh, you're constantly entertaining, you're constantly going out. And for me, that's my worst nightmare. It's awful to walk into a room. But walking with people or participating with people, they say that there's something about a collective experience through movement. Mm-hmm. You hear research around dance a lot. I imagine that carries over to walking as well.
Yeah. What I've heard from the participants and what I've felt for myself is that it's hard to maintain anxiety in your body, uncomfortableness in your body when you're moving. Mm. And then there's also just the sensation or the feeling of walking in lockstep with someone else. You're on a shared journey towards a shared destination with a common goal. And so there's some camaraderie that is already built into these events that I think just eliminates any of the awkwardness or nervousness right from the get-go.
Very cool. And I heard three words: journey, destination, and goal. So tell me more about each of those.
Yeah, so our path is very well defined during these walks because I'm also challenged directionally, not just in terms of like what I want to do with my life, but navigating through a park or outside of a grid.
That's outstanding. I love that you became a leader of a walking group and you don't know where you're going.
Introverted and directionally challenged, and yet here we are. So I've memorized the path. We do not divert. And that helps me because I'm able to concentrate on the conversation that I'm having with a person and not have to worry about, you know, have we wandered into an area? Am I going to be able to help us get ourselves back? We walk in a loop also, so folks end up back where we started. And then in terms of shared goals, I think what's also interesting about TechWalk is that the people who come to the event have decided, today is a day that I'm networking. I'm in the mood, or I'm going to get myself into the mood to meet and chat with other people. So that's the baseline for people who are coming to these events. But they're also, they want to connect for some reason, right? Maybe they just need some time away from their screens, or they're looking to meet new people for whatever the reason may be. Maybe they're on the search for a new job, or they're tackling some issue at work and they want a sounding board. So the other thing that kind of ties us together, even though it's the slightest of threads, is this interest in technology, that we work in technology, we're surrounded by technology, and that is enough that when people come together, they know that we've already got something in common to kick off the conversation. I've stopped using terminology around it being a group for like-minded individuals. Because I think that there's actually a lot of value in people getting together that represent diverse points of view, diverse perspective, diverse backgrounds. It would be very easy for me to only network with other marketers, but through TechWalk, I'm meeting people that are in different spaces, in different fields, and they bring things to my attention. They help to enrich my perspective, but we've always got that starting common thread that we're linked together through tech.
Yeah. I hope at some point in time there's been a bad joke about circular references from a bunch of technology people walking in a loop.
Well, there was definitely something about, it'll come to me later, but just about circular reasoning. I mean, our discussions can get pretty nerdy pretty fast. I've heard people solving coding problems as they're walking.
Circular references.
You know, discussing the merits of different coding languages. But no one is scared off by that. Even if I'm a marketer who's come on a tech walk and I happen to be paired with a software engineer, it's highly likely that in my role as a marketer in a technology company, maybe I'm already working with our engineering teams or I'm working with our finance teams. And so it feels like it feels natural that I would engage with someone who has that sort of background on a walk as well. And we've got something to talk about.
Right. And I imagine even if you commit to it every week, there are some days where you feel like participating and talking, and other days you just feel like listening and learning, and you can do all of the above.
I would say it's a little bit more challenging to just listen unless you're an expert listener. So what I've noticed about introverts in networking situations is that they know how to ask the great questions that will keep somebody else talking for a long period of time. You're nodding your head, so I think maybe you've deployed this tactic.
Tell me more.
Yourself. So I think if you're very skilled at that sort of approach to conversation, then yes, it could be a day where you don't feel like contributing that much and you can let the other person do most of the talking. I would say that we are a year-round activity, so we also walk, rain, shine, heat. There was one instance of hail. So even when there might be days where I'm not totally amped about the walk, by the time I get there, I see people that have become regulars. I'm also inspired by the energy and the motivation of the other people who show up. My perspective and my energy is typically a lot different at the end of the walk, and I'm always glad that I did it, that I participated. And at this point, also knowing that there are going to be, 30 to 40 people who are going to be there, I've got to show up regardless.
Yeah. So I have one more technical question around the walk, and then I want to dig into a little bit about your business and what's next and scaling and how it became something that was a pain point and a hobby and growing into a 4,000 participant venture in such a short period of time. So back to the walk, how does one participate in a conversation with a mob of amorphous, people moving around, going through Central Park? Do you lose content? Is if you have a guest speaker, how do they get through the whole pod of folks doing the walk?
So this is where I'm really thankful for my event planning and marketing background. So say if you were going to be a co-host or a guest speaker for one of our events, we would ask you to fill out a prep doc that tells us a little bit about you, your background, things that you're interested in chatting with. And we also promote your involvement pretty heavily. So you're probably going to get 50 to 150 new connection requests, again, because this community is very engaged. You accept those connection requests and engage with folks at your discretion. But they might say, hey, Diane, saw that you're going to be a co-host. I've got a question about X. Would love to chat with you about it at the walk in person. When we are actually getting set up for the walks, we have a meetup point we typically meet in Columbus Circle. So we bring all of our co-hosts to kind of the front of the group. We give them the opportunity to introduce themselves, talk a little bit about their experience, the companies that they work for, what's top of mind for them, and then also what they're interested in chatting about during the walk. What happens next I would say I've also taken a lot of cues from raising my son and then just other gamified situations. So we do a lot of, if you can hear me, clap once.
Yeah.
If you hear me, clap twice. And that's how I'm able to kind of get people's attention, because people get deep into conversation fast.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm able to kind of call everybody's attention. But then we also do a count off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 throughout the entire crowd. And then I'll say something along the lines of, you know, everyone put your hands in the air with your number. Find somebody to talk to for the next 15 minutes who has the same number as you.
Okay. So icebreakers involved.
Exactly.
And like you said, event planning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just put that in motion.
Exactly.
Literally.
Motion.
Yeah.
We need a bingo card at the end of this just to see how many plays on words there were throughout the conversation.
That would be funny. So then back to the pivot point, how did this go from pain point / hobby morphing into passion project, morphing into a business?
Yes. I would say, and the reason why I say that I'm an accidental community founder is because when I first started thinking about Tech Walk, I basically thought of it as an event series. People would sign up, they would come to the walk. I don't think my introverted brain had yet wrapped itself around the idea that people would meet on these walks and then they were going to want to stay in communication. They were going to be forming relationships. And so all of that sort of just morphed, I think, because we were having the walks on a weekly basis. So how it progressed from there, again, the marketer in me was thinking, I'm a B2B marketer, not B2C.
Right.
So it never occurred to me to think like, all right, let's charge people $5 to come
right.
on a walk. Plus having to go through any sort of refund, I just couldn't even imagine that, any sort of refund process. But the idea did occur to me that getting people together in these groups would be interesting to sponsors. So if you've got a new technology launch of a new software and you want to get it in front of beta testers, or if you're looking to hire for a particular role, you could leverage the community for talent acquisition. Another thing that I was thinking of is for companies that wanted to be able to offer their staff or their employees some sort of enrichment activity, either to bring together people who were in the office with the folks who were working from home. This could be some sort of anchor where we're not at a bar, it's not a happy hour, we're not in the office, but we're taking a walk together.
Right.
So all of these ideas started flowing. And then I think where it started to pivot into more of a business idea for me was just because I love doing it
right.
so much. And I wanted to spend more and more time working on this idea and seeing what was possible. I think I was also getting so much interest from the community. So what happens a lot is that people will attend a tech walk during a business trip to New York because they're trying to fill up their itinerary. And our schedule is published months in advance. Uh-huh. So if you know you're coming in from Singapore within the next couple of months, you're looking through the calendars. Our calendar is already published, so you can just add a tech walk or register, and now it's a part of your calendar. But once people attended the walk, their next question was, is there a chapter in my local city? How can I start a local chapter? So just, I think, scaling it and thinking about what would be required there made me realize that this is going to require a little bit more attention. We've got volunteers that are also working on the project as well. And within the past couple of months, I've also decided to put more prioritization on the commercialization. And what that means for me right now is bringing in sponsorships who are going to be able to support our efforts, primarily of new chapters, but then also providing opportunities for interns, ambassadors, returnships for women and parents that have taken time out of tech to focus on their families and now are looking for a way to get back in. And I think that those are all worthy initiatives, and the community also seems very interested in interacting with sponsors in that regard.
Okay. So how did this formally come to be? Did you start an LLC? Are you a B Corp? You know, how did you decide to form your business, and what was that like?
So started off with an LLC right away. And I think, again, the marketer in me was like, all right, we have to have a logo. We have to have a sign-up place, you know, where people can register and get more information about the events. One area where I actually put a little bit less effort was in our website. So that's essentially just a landing page where we can collect email addresses for people to get on our mailing list and to be added to our newsletter. Most of our activity right now takes place on LinkedIn. We use that. I've tried to keep TechWalk purposefully analog in some regards. Yeah. So we don't have a Slack community as of yet. We don't have a Discord. I've seen a lot of WhatsApp groups popping up, but I really don't want to do that. So I'm actually in the market for some sort of solution, but it's a tricky balance that I'm still trying to figure out for the business, because if you come on a tech walk, you're able to speak to the 6 to 8 people that you meet during that particular walk. But now there's also this hunger to meet people who might have been at a walk 2 weeks ago, or if you can't attend a walk in a week, you still want to be able to interact with those folks. So I'm just trying to figure out the balance of keeping our digital footprint as small as possible while also providing people with an opportunity to connect to the broader group.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting new pain point to deal with.
Exactly.
And maybe that also means it's something that might scale beyond you doing it all yourself. Are you thinking about growing to a point where there are more people on board?
Definitely. I think we're starting off with a volunteer model until I know that we're in a great place with recurring revenue that could support full-time staff. But I think what's really great about TechWalk right now is that you can get a lot out of it based on what you put into it outside of monetary compensation. From the point of view that the folks that are volunteering with TechWalk right now are getting access to everyone who signs up for these events. They're getting in front of a ton of companies. So I'd say it's a particularly interesting opportunity if you do happen to be between roles or you're looking to break into tech and you want to get in front of these audiences. My personal LinkedIn network has grown by about 3,000 connections. And so I'm seeing the power of that network every day. If I need a UX designer or I have a question about app development, a simple LinkedIn post gets me the answer that I need in a couple of minutes, right? Versus doing that Google search or asking ChatGPT. I've got this trusted network that is really locked in on TechWalk and the community and the benefit that they've derived for it and are looking for ways to give back and be helpful.
Yeah, that is definitely a value. I'm sure a lot of people would like to know the data behind all of that too. There's probably a SaaS company that would want to think about acquiring you at some point in time just to get the information that you just listed, because that's really powerful.
Definitely. There's a data play here. But one of the things that I'm really focused on is we've got such an engaged community of people who feel, via my interactions with them, truly generous. So I'm thinking a lot about
how do we harness that power and that energy and the magic of what happens when people come together for a walk or with a shared purpose towards some other initiative. Haven't quite figured out what that is yet, but I'm also focused on organic growth at this point. I don't have that same year over year pressure of trying to hit certain KPIs. I mean, I'm just the type of person who has that kind of mental checklist running in my own head. But it's nice to think about quality growth that actually benefits the members of our community versus just attracting numbers for numbers' sake.
I love that. That's great. And that's where the secret sauce often comes into play. And unfortunately, too many people give that away too quickly, and they don't understand the impact of bringing capital in. And what makes something so viable and special is the human capital and the human experience, the analog, as you said, and the organic. So huge applause to you for taking it in that direction.
Yeah, I would thank you for that. And I've got to say, the biggest surprise for me is the actual friendships that have formed from the people that I've met through Tech Walk. People that I'm in a shared WhatsApp group. It's not the 4,000. It's much smaller. But we have become each other's cheerleaders, sounding boards. Whenever Tech Walk does achieve some milestone, I know that they're the first ones, you know, giving out emojis and offering congratulations on LinkedIn. I think when I announced that I had been the recipient of this UBS Luminary Fellowship, that post just blew up. And I felt sincerely that people were happy for me and were invested in TechWalk's continued success and my continued success. And so, you know, built this accidental community, but also very real friendships as a result.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And I can't wait to have a follow-up with you in a year or two to see what version two looks like as you continue to take this nice walk on this new path. So thanks for joining me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that clients understand the ways in which we conduct business, that they carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to them about the products or services we offer. For more information, visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, SIPC.